Doyle called for the review in April after a coalition of religious groups filed a federal lawsuit for being excluded from the list. They challenged a state rule that requires charities not to discriminate on the basis of religion or sexual orientation when they hire staff. The Christian Legal Society refused to agree with the rule because it believes homosexuality is a sin. Doyle said at the time that the state board that oversees the list should take another look at it.
There are faith-based groups that are included under the standards that are there, but I think it's appropriate for them to take a look and see if those standards are, should be changed in some way, and that's fine, they'll do that.
But an Associated Press review found that the matter never made it to the full board. Department of Administration spokesman Scott Larrabee says a lawyer for the state found no reason to change the policy because it would withstand a legal challenge.
The fact is, it got a second look from an assistant attorney general who felt that there was no reason to change it. That's a solid opinion, and that's a second look, and I think that's what the message was. Give it a second look.
The lawsuit against the state is still pending. More than 400 charities are on the state's list. Last year, they received nearly $3 million combined from more than 10,000 public employees. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.